Well, little technical difficulty, but anyway. Well, it seems like a lot of people have come out tonight. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue ce soir, le 1er mai, pour la rencontre publique de conseil. So I welcome everyone coming out tonight for the 1st of May for the council public meeting. On va commencer avec l'ordre du jour. Il n'y a pas d'ajout, donc les conseillers ont tout eu leur document plus de 72 heures. Vous avez passé à travers de vos documents, donc c'est ça, on veut faire l'adoption de l'ordre du jour comme tel.
Est-ce que je peux acheter un ordre du jour?
Non.
Non.
Okay, moi, je n'ai pas les documents sur les modèles avant.
Pardon?
Non, c'est.
Mais tu peux pas faire
c'est
un
pour
ajout.
Le conseil, le 72 heures requis. C'est oui. Pas pour les citoyens.
Donc, les gens ne peuvent pas rajouter un point à l'ordre du jour?
Non, à moins que si vous voulez avoir quelque chose, ça va être pour le mois prochain. Il faut vous aviser le bureau.
À ce moment-là, si j'ai un point à discuter, ça va dans la plupart des questions, j'imagine?
Si vous avez une question, oui, mais pas un dialogue, là. Ça va être une question.
Une question qui a besoin d'une réponse. OK.
C'est ça. So we're going to start with the adoption of the agenda. There's no additions. So we'll before. C'est ça. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le propose.
Joanne Maillet et Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Non.
Yes.
Okay.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Maureen. Merci. Fait que Monsieur Thivière, je n'ai pas d'accord. Là, on ouvre le plancher pour la période de questions, s'il y en a. So we'll open the floor for question period. Madame Wakeling.
I'm Michelle Wakeling, resident of Lowell. I'm addressing my question to Madame Rabat. I'll state publicly that after listening to the audio of the April 3rd meeting 9 times, I still cannot discern Councillor Rice abstaining from voting on resolutions 4C and 4D. I will, despite not being able to hear the abstentions myself, accept Councillor Rice's statement that she did indeed abstain. My first question, Madam Mayor, is, was Councillor Rice's intention to abstain from voting on those two resolutions brought forward at the workshop? If not, why not?
Workshop.
All those elected to public office must attend an ethics course. I assume that everyone sitting on this council has...
Ms. Wakeling, you know yourself, having been a former counselor, workshops are confidential in camera, and I am not going to comment on that.
That's fine. All I was asking was, did all of council receive the complete documentation?
I'm sorry, I can't go there. It's workshop.
You can't even say that you've received documentation.
Not on workshop. You know
okay.
Yourself.
All right, no, that's fine. So I...
No, no. Un à la fois. Un à la fois, s'il vous plaît.
On attend pas.
Okay, pas de problème.
No, we want to hear you, love.
C'est ma...
Open up those lungs.
I assume that everyone sitting on this council has attended this course at least once. As a reminder, and to inform residents here, if there is the least possibility of the perception of a conflict of interest, regardless of whether there is a pecuniary advantage or not, the councillor must recuse themselves.
Mrs. Wakeling, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just asked a question earlier, and I'm coming to a second question. But I thought I would inform people who are not aware of all of this that they must recuse themselves from the table during the discussion, state that they have conflict of interest, and will abstain from voting. Next question. Why were proper meeting procedures not followed? In other words, in the public meeting, Councillor Rice did not recuse herself from the table while these two resolutions...
She does not have to recuse herself from the table.
I'm speaking.
I'm telling you, if you have a question, please pose the question.
Why proper meetings were not, procedures were not followed, two resolutions being discussed verbally, and she should have clearly stated that she was in a conflict of interest and therefore would be abstaining from the vote. When you, Madam Mayor, called for the vote, you asked if everyone was in accord and then simply stated, okay. You did not verbally and clearly state that Councillor Rice was abstaining due to a conflict of interest.
Correct.
You did not follow proper meeting procedures. So, in my personal opinion, it's sad. All of this brouhaha has occurred because proper procedures were not followed. Thank you for the speech. So
next question, please. Oh, that's another thing too, yes. If you have a complaint, you know the procedure. If you have a complaint, you can complain to the Commission Municipale.
You're not prepared to answer me why you didn't follow proper meeting procedures? It's a simple question.
Well, I didn't think I was in I didn't think I was contravening the procedure, so.
Madam Mayor, you've served like 9 years on councils. You know proper procedure. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
You did not follow proper procedures.
You never repeat who votes for.
I know. Yes.
So no response.
Bonjour. Regardez, avant-hier, j'ai rencontré la députée par hasard, là, à Lac-Sainte-Marie, quand j'ai vu un spectacle.
On peut savoir son nom?
Et votre nom, s'il vous plaît, madame? Pardon?
Louise Lacombe. Oui. Puis la députée, elle a dit qu'il y a des programmes pour l'eau, pour donner de l'eau à tout le monde et de la bonne eau. Moi, là, en Mauricie, mon garçon, il avait été malade à cause de la contamination de l'eau. Puis il était malade 5 jours à l'hôpital avec des soins intensifs. Puis si ma petite fille vient chez nous, bien, j'ai peur. Parce que moi, je peux comprendre de ne pas prendre de l'eau, mais elle a 2 ans. Puis elle, la députée, elle a dit qu'elle va vous envoyer un courriel.
Elle n'a pas envoyé rien.
Mais elle m'a dit ça samedi. Okay?
Ah, OK, ça se peut.
Elle a dit qu'il y a des programmes qui existent avec les taxes qu'on paye pour l'essence.
Mm-hmm.
Puis qu'il y a des programmes. Puis ça serait bon pour... moi, en tout cas, Sorelle nous a tout le temps regardé qu'est-ce qui nous unit au lieu de qu'est-ce qui nous divise. Mais c'est important d'avoir de la bonne eau parce qu'on ne peut pas dire à qui que ce soit de venir s'installer à l'eau à Vanesta. Si on n'a pas de la bonne eau, c'est la première. Tu sais, c'est respirer. Après ça, c'est de l'eau.
Madame, les échantillons d'eau sont faits à tous les semaines dans tous les aqueducs. Et puis, c'est envoyé au laboratoire à Hull. On reçoit les résultats. À chaque fois que les aqueducs sont touchés, ça n'a pas d'importance comment toucher, si c'est même un arrêt d'électricité. Il faut envoyer un avis d'ébullition pour l'eau. On n'a pas le choix, c'est le ministère qui demande les municipalités de le faire. Fait qu'aussitôt qu'on reçoit un résultat positif, là, on enlève les ébullitions d'eau. Mais je ne sais pas exactement où est-ce que vous en allez avec
Bien,
votre
parce
demande.
Parce qu'on était 2 jours, 3 d'eau, puis moi, je trouve que c'est important d'avoir de la bonne eau. C'est élémentaire. Puis l'autre chose que j'avais demandé, c'est les infrastructures. J'ai parlé avec Mme Sandra aujourd'hui. Bon, bien, si quand ça fait trop longtemps, puis mon ex, il est après un os dans la construction, là, il était vraiment bon. Mais les infrastructures, quand c'est trop désuet, c'est trop vieux,
mm-hmm.
on n'a pas le choix. Il faut avoir, même si c'est plate, là, mais il faut le faire.
Vous avez totalement raison.
C'est pour ça qu'il y a des subventions. Je vous dis que
oui.
ça existe.
On le sait que ça existe. C'est le Primo.
Il y en a quelques-uns.
Il y en a plusieurs, mais le Primo, c'est celui qu'on. Notre vision, là, c'est d'aller appliquer pour le Primo, pour les argents, pour mettre notre système aqueduc à jour. Comme c'est là, il y a des ouvrages, oui.
Madame Lacombe, on a eu 3 bris d'aqueduc dans le dernier mois à Venance. On a eu le bris de la pompe, la première pompe. Ensuite, le réservoir de pression a failli, on est obligé de remplacer le réservoir de pression. Et on est obligé de remplacer la pompe la deuxième fois. C'est pour ça que vous êtes encore en avis d'ébullition. À Venasta, le système d'eau potable est relativement en bonne condition, mais c'est un bris d'équipement, là, ça arrive. À l'eau de la station de pompage, tout est neuf, puis il y a eu une interruption d'eau en fin de semaine encore. peut-être une heure. Mm-hmm. Malheureusement, ça arrive. Mais le réseau à Benasta est en bonne condition. Mais oui, l'école 2, effectivement, il y a eu une interruption d'eau, mais c'était des bris d'équipement. Il y a eu des pompes et le réservoir. Puis, malheureusement, à toute époque, il y a une baisse de pression, comme Carole explique, ça prend un test. Puis tant que le test n'est pas bon, ben, ça prend un avis d'ébullition. C'est pour ça que vous êtes encore sous l'avis d'ébullition.
Ben,
ça devrait être levé.
Oui, mais ça dépend aussi sur le parce qu'il faut aller laisser l'eau couler pour pendant 24 à 48 heures avant qu'ils peuvent aller chercher un échantillon d'eau pour l'envoyer au laboratoire. Puis là, une fois ça c'est fait, ça peut prendre une autre 48 heures à 36 heures avant qu'on reçoive les résultats.
C'est tout un processus.
Oui.
We have an Alice, what that was all about there from Velasta.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Can we have that in English, please?
While we address the lady, she spoke in French.
I'm asking you to translate it into
She's talking about the water and what in each water station, basically. And we're saying we're going to be putting in a request to the government for money to upgrade pipes and so on.
I'll translate it. I explained to her what happened, but also whether there was a water interruption. There was three breakdowns. There was a pump, the pressure tank, and another pump. That took place all in the span of about 3 days. So that's where they had the 2-day cut with no water. And every time that there's a drop in pressure, we have to replace equipment, there has to be a water test. Okay. Now, the water test on its own is quite a big endeavor. Water has to be ran for X amount of hours, got to be tested. And if there's anything in the water, then we have to repeat the whole process. So sometimes it does take time. But the infrastructure in Benasta is actually in decent shape. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it's in decent shape compared to what we have in Lowe. And, well, Fieldville's good now. But compared to what we had in Lowe, Benasta is actually in decent shape. This winter also, we had a water main break. That was another interruption.
Yeah.
Big break on the highway. We were very lucky with that one. Could have been a lot worse.
Thank you.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions?
Est-ce que les résultats d'eau pourraient être rendus publics?
Probablement, oui.
Faudrait que je...
Oui, fort probablement, oui, monsieur. Si vous avez le bureau, là, vous pouvez probablement vous fournir ça.
Non, ça pourrait faire partie de l'ordre du jour de chacune des réunions.
Non, c'est pas partie de ça, par exemple.
Si je peux me permettre, on peut sortir le résultat de test d'eau. Je vais sortir le résultat. L'eau est bonne. Le test d'eau a été fait le lundi, mais le mercredi, j'ai fait des travaux. Bien, je suis obligée de mettre en avis d'ébullition, fait que je peux pas donner le résultat que les gens interprètent comme ils veulent, puis dire, bien, l'eau est bonne, je vais prendre de l'eau, mais moi, j'ai fait des travaux, puis l'eau est contaminée. Fait qu'il y a un risque à faire ça. Bien.
C'est juste être plus transparent.
C'est oui, pour c'est ça, plus transparent, mais c'est la... Comment je m'assure que les gens respectent la vie d'ébullition que je mets en vigueur si je publie des résultats qui sont bons? C'est juste pour moi, c'est un risque.
Mais là, on est installé de la télémétrie aussi dans les usines de pompage pour justement ne pas être obligé d'avoir des interruptions comme là. Mettons, à l'eau, la télémétrie est presque toute changée. Fait que quand il y a une baisse de pression, bien, la télémétrie n'est pas encore accrochée. Fait que là, c'est quelqu'un qui a fait le téléphone d'urgence. Il n'y a pas d'eau à l'eau. Oh, on envoie les codes bleus. Au lieu que ça prenne 10 minutes, des fois, ça prend une heure. Une fois que tout ça va être upgradé, ça devrait réduire grandement les interruptions. Fieldville est comme ça.
Ça marche très bien. Fieldville, aussi.
C'est beaucoup mieux que c'était. Mm-hmm. Mais là, on s'en vient éventuellement dans le village, puis on s'en va là, à upgrader tout ça. Bien, les infrastructures sont vieux des années 60. Là. Fait que oui. Tu sais, des bruits de conduite souterraines, on en a. Puis malheureusement, on va en avoir de plus en plus. Mais on travaille là-dessus, là, des programmes de subvention comme le Primo. Là, puis...
Oui. Monsieur?
I'm wondering how the water is here today.
Could you just state your name, please?
Walter Brownright.
Okay.
Austin.
Walter Browning.
Brownright, Austin. I was here today at the CLSC. And the lady had to get some water out for a little exam. She said the water smells terrible. It smells like rotten eggs. So is this still the problem?
We had a drop in pressure on the weekend.
The CLSC today? Right today.
It doesn't smell here.
Hey?
It doesn't smell here.
The nurse at the CLSC,
yeah.
She said we can't use the water.
But they're on the same water line and it doesn't smell in here.
I'm just telling you, I was there. For cleaning up my ears and my wife's ears, and this is what the lady told me, mm-hmm. The nurse.
Well, I think, is the boil water still off?
Yep.
The boil water is still on. Like, we had trouble here, and we had to change a pump. So that's a while back?
Yes. It's still on.
So if the boil water is still on, yes, you can't use the water for what you're talking about.
I go there today. That's the exact words that said we can't use the water. It smells like rotten eggs. I thought perhaps the water problem was corrected in mold.
It's an ongoing thing. Like, there's still one controller to change, the electronic part. I think we've changed all the pumps now, have we not?
The new pump is in, it's not connected. The other pump is working, but the new pump is in. It's not connected because they're finishing the electrical.
It's the contrary. The new pump that we installed last week is working.
Okay, now it's the other one.
The one that was working for the last few months is off.
Okay. If there's a valve that needs to be replaced, a pressure relief valve needs to be replaced.
But every time the pressure drops, then there's a boil water. You know,
no matter
so
what.
The power goes off, which happens quite often, the pressure drops, then it's boil water. And the boil water has never been lifted for how long now?
Well, since the weekend that the generator took about 2 minutes to kick in. It's since then. That's like 3 weeks ago.
April 10th, around the beginning of April.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the interlock wasn't fast enough because the power went on, off. The interlock didn't travel fast or quick enough, so that's what happened there. But Saturday, too, you guys probably had a drop in pressure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the power went out, the generator again, it was too slow to get started.
So we're actually nearing all the work that we spoke of at the beginning of the year and also what we wanted to put in.
The electric panel.
The electric panel and everything. That's what they've been working on. So it's just a matter of we're hoping they're very close to the end. I'm not going to say they'll be done by the end of this week, but...
Nope.
It's coming. I'm sorry. It's coming.
But then it still has to clear up and run for a while before they can do the test. And it might take two tests or whatever before it comes back on.
That's
online.
Right. Is there another question, Monsieur?
John Cameron, Yaleville Road, Quebec. I have three questions for you. The first one is a two-parter, so take it for what it's worth. First question. Since there appears to be profound discrepancies in whether Maureen Rice voted on item 4C in the April 3rd, 2023 agenda or not, A, by a show of hands, is council willing to put the minutes under review until this issue is resolved?
No, because all of council did hear it on the recording.
What's that?
Okay. All of council did hear it on the recording. Pardon me?
Let's have it verbal. If you don't want to show hands, let's do it verbally.
What is it you want a show of hands to?
To whether the council is willing to put these minutes that you're going to vote on tonight, next issue, under review until this issue is resolved.
Well, my vote is no.
Okay, that's one.
I don't understand why you want that. I just want to know why you want that. It's not part of the agenda. I don't understand why you're asking that, Mr. Cameron.
Well, I want that so that we can resolve this issue and move on.
It's not an issue anymore.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Excuse me, my dear. When your lawyer sends me two letters and I'm going to read you a part of it, it's an issue.
If you don't have a question...
I do.
I don't want...
The question was, is counsel willing to put the minutes under review?
I'm not going to enforce that on my counselors.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that's a no?
You can assume right.
Okay, second part to that question is, we want to do a show of hands, okay, by a verbal vote, is council willing to have an investigation into whether Maureen Rice was in a conflict of interest situation for the vote on item 4C in the April 3rd, 2023 agenda?
As I mentioned earlier at other questions, if you have a complaint, Mr. Cameron, send it to the Commission Municipale.
All I'm asking...
No.
All I'm asking
no.
is
no.
Do you want to have an investigation, yes or no?
No.
We're not going to have the citizen
pay
for an investigation.
Second of my third questions. The proposed minutes of April 3rd, 2023 meeting. Your lawyer sent me in my second letter and quoted these minutes, specifically page 3, contained in the April 21st, 2023 letter I get from him, and it says, "We bring to your attention the minutes of the April 3rd, 2023 council meeting, specifically page 3, and the audio recording of said minutes between 1 hour, 6 minutes, 00 seconds, and 1 hour, 6 minutes, 40 seconds, specifically at 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 30 seconds, which both clearly show that Council Rice abstained from voting on the issue. Said minutes and audio recording are attached." First off, the minutes were not attached. Secondly, I sent an email on April the 27th to the DG asking her to put it on the...
Oh, no, you didn't ask her.
Website.
You demanded. You made a demand, and that's not your... It's not up to you to do that. You have no right to do that.
Sure,
first of all, the minutes... The minutes are... let me finish.
Sure, no problem.
The minutes are will be adopted tonight.
Yes.
Then they go on the website, not before.
So, okay.
And
so
they're not... They don't go out to the public before either.
Carol, is... How did your lawyer get a copy of these minutes?
Well, it's our lawyer.
It's our lawyer. That's a different story.
They're not official yet.
If they're not official, how did your lawyer get a copy of them?
He had the recording as well. So the recording was official. It was deposited the next day after the meeting on the website.
That's not what your letters, the lawyer's letter says. Mm-hmm. He specifically quoted the meeting. Okay, and the minutes of the meeting and the audio recording.
Yeah, I know.
So how did your lawyer get these?
Well, he's the lawyer.
If they're not...
He represents a municipality.
Okay, So, next question.
Do you have another question? Because your minutes are up.
So I checked on the website today at 5:40, and they still were not. So my question to this particular issue is this preferential treatment for people who you hubbed up with or whatever, and disrespect the residents by not putting these minutes on for us to see, but you send them
the
to...
The project of the minutes were there. When the agenda was put out the week before.
That's the draft.
That's the draft, exactly, and that's what we received.
No, that's not what your lawyer says, because if you look on the draft of the minutes for April the 3rd, specifically on page 3, there is absolutely no mention of Councillor Rice abstaining from the vote. You very specifically...
Well, no, because it's a project.
The proposed minutes that you're going to vote on tonight. Why weren't these put on the website? Why are you
disrespecting the
residents for that?
The recording is due to be put on the website the day after the meeting. As far as the minutes are concerned, they don't get on the website until it's adopted the following month.
So what you're telling
it's
me
always
is
been
your
that
lawyer
way.
Sent me a false statement?
Whatever the lawyer sent you is what he sent you. I didn't.
Where did you get that information from? Obviously from you.
No.
Well, not you personally, maybe,
no.
But from your counsel?
No.
I certainly didn't send it to him.
Councils the administration sent the information. They were asked specific questions. They sent the information.
Okay. So how did that information get to the lawyer? That talks about specifically page 3.
If he has a question about what the lawyer sent him, he should contact the lawyer.
Exactly.
No, my question is not about that. Stop trying to twist this around. My specific
Wait a minute. Now she's not twisting nothing around. If you have questions about your letter, I suggest you call the lawyer.
This month like we did
call the lawyer.
No, we're not going to. Okay.
Well, who's we?
Is this preferential treatment and disrespect to the residents of Lowe?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. Last question. How do you purchase a new truck without presenting a notice of motion or passing a motion to purchase the truck at a public council meeting? I've been told there's a new truck sitting in the lot there.
We didn't purchase nothing.
So where did this new truck come from?
It's rental.
It's a rental. Until we do get a new truck.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I asked. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Are there any other questions? Yes, no question. Oui, monsieur.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Madame la mairesse. Mon nom est Marc Couture.
Oui.
Je n'ai pas participé aux réunions antécédentes. Je n'ai pas vu non plus le dépôt du budget. J'étais à l'extérieur du pays. Mais il y a une question qui me préoccupe beaucoup, c'est la question des arrérages.
Oui.
Pour les taxes qui sont bien payées et qui sont éventuellement...
Ça s'en vient.
Est-ce que, peut-être pas aujourd'hui, peut-être la prochaine rencontre, là, est-ce qu'on pourrait, on pourrait avoir un historique de la situation des arrérages des 5 dernières années pour voir exactement comment ça s'est passé et comment ça a évolué dans le temps et surtout les décisions qui étaient prises par le conseil face à ces problèmes-là?
Bien, j'ai de l'information, on a reçu de l'information au Clénier juste avant la rencontre. C'est que il y a des dossiers qui ont été envoyés à la cour par l'avocat et à cause de COVID, il y a beaucoup de choses, ça l'a resté assis sur les bureaux, on va dire, de la cour. Fait qu'il y a plusieurs, c'est ça, là, Mme Martineau, elle travaille avec l'avocat pour voir la liste des dossiers parce que c'était pour protéger les taxes de 2017, 18 et 19. Donc, c'est pour ça que dans la liste, ça a l'air haut, mais en fait, ça, ces dossiers-là sont importants. On vient de savoir que ça existe, qu'il y a eu des, comme on dit en anglais, des liens qui ont été mis sur les propriétés, mais faut que ça, tout ce que ça a besoin, c'est la signature de la cour. Fait que ça l'a vraiment affecté le montant en bout de ligne. Là, depuis que Mme Martineau est ici, puis Mme Lemieux, ils travaillent aussi sur les autres dossiers. Puis justement, j'avais ça, l'information. En fin de fin 2022, à un point, ça va de l'air grave, là, c'était au-dessus de 400 000 de taxes en arrérage. Mais depuis que les deux femmes ils ont pris le dossier puis ils ont commencé à travailler dessus, juste depuis fin décembre, ils ont venu à bout de récolter 200 000 $. Donc, à fin de décembre, le montant était 279 000.
C'est-tu des montants perdus? Parce que ça
fait non.
Y a-t-il des taxes
Puis là-dedans, il y a des dossiers qui sont à la cour en ce moment. Puis c'est ça qu'on vient d'apprendre. Parce que c'est très important de savoir ça, là. C'est qu'on ne sait pas à ce moment ici. Mme Martineau va travailler le dossier encore cette semaine. Elle vient d'avoir cette information-là pour nous ce soir. Donc, en travaillant les dossiers avec l'avocat, pour aller voir exactement combien de dossiers qui ont été déposés à la cour. Fait que c'est ça, là, qui est c'est pour ça que ça prend un peu de temps, parce qu'elle fait toutes les investigations, elle puis Mme Lemieux, les deux, pour avancer dans ce dossier-là. Puis en plus, tous ceux qui ont des ententes avec la municipalité, ils vont être revérifiés, faire sûr et certain qu'ils n'ont pas brisé leur entente.
Avec intérêt.
Bon, oui. C'est toujours avec intérêt.
C'est dans le système. On ne peut pas tricher l'intérêt, puis on ne peut pas tricher les pénalités.
C'est ça. Fait que c'est ça. C'est important de savoir que les choses avancent, mais comme je vous dis, il y a des procédures à passer à travers. Avec la cour, puis l'avocat.
Est-ce qu'à la prochaine réunion, on pourra avoir une présentation?
Oui.
Une présentation complète sur l'écran?
Bien, on ne peut pas faire une présentation complète de toutes les... Parce qu'on n'a pas le droit
c'est
de...
C'est complet, c'est pas transparent pour moi.
Non, mais je veux dire, on peut pas mettre tous les noms des propriétaires.
Le nom, c'est pas grave, les adresses?
Les totos.
Ou les matricules, je ne sais pas, mais quelque chose de concret.
Les
totos. Les totos, peut-être. Mais on va en discuter avec Mme Martineau, voir ce qu'elle peut faire.
Ça change à tous les jours, là.
C'est ça.
Non, je comprends. Je suis issu d'un monde financier. Je comprends que ça change tous les jours. Mais moi, comme résident, j'aimerais savoir ce qui s'est passé dans ce dossier-là. Puis où vous en êtes rendu. Puis si on a eu des pertes causées justement par mauvaise gestion.
Mm-hmm. Je ne sais pas si M. Peux-tu répondre à ça?
Oui, vas-y. Madame.
Ça, moi, j'ai juste un commentaire à ajouter à ça, Carole. Des pertes comme ça, à l'eau, il y en a, puis il y en a toujours eu, puis il va en avoir dans le futur aussi. Fait que s'il y a des pertes pour taxes dans certains dossiers, c'est pas quelque chose qui est anormal. Puis les gens qui vous disent « Ah, oh, à l'eau, on n'a jamais perdu de taxes, c'est complètement faux, petite recherche,
oui.
C'est très, très facile à trouver. »
Un dossier, c'est un dossier de trop.
Oui, je suis d'accord avec vous à 100%. Oui. Sauf qu'il y a une grosse polémique autour d'un dossier parce qu'on n'a jamais pris de taxe à l'autre. C'est complètement faux.
Mais là, tes deux madames soient titrées ce dossier-là dernièrement. Pour moi, c'est un monde de
écoutez, Madame Martineau vient de commencer. C'est deux nouvelles employées, là. C'est ça.
Mais là, je suis d'accord avec vous à 100%, sauf que nous, encore une fois, le conseil municipal, là, on n'a pas l'autorité d'aller dans le bureau et commencer à envoyer des comptes de taxes.
C'est ça que je veux dire.
C'est pas, on ne peut pas être dans le bureau, on ne peut pas dicter aux employés, vous allez faire ça, puis tu vas envoyer tel compte de taxes. On ne peut pas faire ça. Nous, là, ce que le conseil fait, c'est qu'on donne des directives, on donne des choses à faire, des directives, et de là, l'administration municipale s'en occupe.
Oui, mais les gens qui travaillent à l'administration ont des rôles et responsabilités.
Oui, absolument. Absolument. Madame Martineau, Madame Lemieux, c'est excellent, là, ça va super bien. On a eu des problèmes avant, clairement, cette directrice générale-là n'est plus ici, c'est pour ça que Madame Martineau est là. Les ponts ont été pris pour régler ces problèmes-là. Mais nous, quand on donne une directive, la directive n'est pas suivie, ben, à part un congédiement, il n'y a pas grand-chose d'autre qu'on peut faire. Notre rôle s'arrête là. Si on va dans le bureau et qu'on force les employés à faire des choses ou qu'on fait des gestes concrets, ben, on contrevient notre code d'éthique et au code municipal. Donc, c'est faux de dire que le conseil contrôle les finances et le conseil dit ce qu'on fait avec les finances. Nous, on donne des directives. On a un budget, c'est nous qui va approuver les factures, mais de dire que, OK, tel compte va à l'avocat, tel compte ne va pas. C'est pas nous autres qui s'occupent de ça, malheureusement.
Ça, c'est la perception, c'est des revenus, c'est pas des péages de factures, c'est différent.
Mais c'est,
ça prend plus justement de discipline, plus de travail pour aller chercher
absolument.
La perception de taxes impayées.
Ah, vous avez, absolument.
C'est pour ça que je parle, si là, les deux madames font la gestion, mais avant ça, il s'est passé quoi? Puis c'est ça que j'aimerais avoir une présentation, si c'est possible, c'est sûr d'accord, la prochaine rencontre, avoir une belle présentation qui nous dit qu'est-ce qui s'est passé durant les 5 dernières années. Puis, je ne vais pas mettre de nom, je ne vais pas mettre d'adresse, je m'en fous. Mais je voudrais savoir ce qui s'est passé de façon transparente et complète.
Oui. On pourrait retourner dans l'arrière, parce qu'il y en a qui ont l'air
d'avant. Ça, c'est monsieur.
D'accord, retourner dans l'arrière.
Monsieur,
what he's saying is that he would like to see a presentation done on the back taxes. He's saying maybe we should go back 5 years and show where we're at with back taxes. I think we should go back 10 years. Go back 10 years, there'll be a lot of people around here with long faces.
Really?
It's not true that we've never lost tax money here. We have. Probably going to happen again someday, we have in the past. So that's what he's asking, is that if we can have like a presentation on where we're at. What Carol says is Sandra, since she's been here last fall, she's collected over $200,000 in back tax. We're down to 260?
279.
279?
Well, that's at the end of December.
At the end of December. So that's where we're at now.
Now, you were here just then last month.
Mr. Cameron, could you please...
No, you
have to say your name and...
Oh, sorry, John Cameron. That's again, I thought I was introduced before. You weren't here last month. Colette Canavan was here, though, and as she's a counselor from a long time ago. And she told us that back in her day, they had programs that they could, at the hit of a button, could show on a week-to-week basis what... the back taxes owing work.
Wow. I can tell you it's not the case right now with PG Solutions. No council has access to that here.
No
council.
No.
They never had that either in the past.
Well, Colette says she did, and I know Colette.
Well, maybe they didn't have PG Solutions, but a lot of municipalities have. That's what they work with.
We're not allowed.
I don't want to put this as weakling on the stand here, but when you were on the council, did you have a software with PG that you had access to?
I didn't have anything to do with the accounting part of it, so I don't know. But I will say that in the 4 years I was on council, we never lost a back tax debt.
Hold on.
That we lost a debt.
Le vérificateur, the auditors, Piché Lacroix. In his paperwork, is effacé, épongé, I don't know.
Took out for
$60,000 taxes.
How come we never saw it?
Well, it's in the paperwork.
I've never seen it.
I wrote it down. No, because it's in the finance at the end of the year when the auditor comes by, check our books. He does that every year. There's an external auditor that
Absolutely.
Comes by.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because some people don't know how it works.
Right.
So there's an external auditor that comes by, check the books from the municipality, and he sent a bunch of des écritures de correction, là. Correction at the end of the year that you have to do. Well, Pichet-Lacroix in 2016 sent a list of correction, and one of the numbers, it says for bad debt, and that included some arrear taxes. So it's in there.
We should.
So is that in the minutes, Joanne? Is that in the?
It's in a report with Pichet-Lacroix.
It's on
the website.
Okay, that's fine. I was not aware because it was never brought to council.
It wasn't brought to council, and
that's
I think
right.
that
Joe,
the auditor,
there, what you're saying.
When the auditor sent the correction to the finance department, when he meets with council, he goes through all the numbers, and it's really, really quick, and it's an hour, and you must go for it.
Yeah.
So if you don't know the numbers and you don't know what he's talking about, you might lose this information.
We generally knew what he was talking about, but like I said, I don't remember ever hearing anything about a bad debt of $60,000.
But we don't sit down once the correction are in and approve the correction, because we're not the auditors. The auditor said you must do this, 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 and that.
But we vote to accept their report.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, but we did. We
yeah,
did accept his
without
report.
Without realizing what was included in the report.
But when the law is the law, you have to follow what the auditor says.
You can refuse to accept the auditor's report.
No, well, no, it's part of the law.
Can I answer that, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm Wade Lee. I can tell you there, since 2017 there, every time those people come in there, I've been asking questions, and I've been told that I vote not because I understand. I vote because they present it to me. That's the difference. That's the difference.
Yeah. That's not the way
it is.
And we're depositing it.
Understand?
Albert, that's one of the reasons why Michelle Lacroix is not here anymore. Because sometimes he'd come in and he didn't speak very well of English.
I'm for sure.
So sometimes he'd get into some discussions here and he would get very, very rowdy. We'd ask questions, he'd get pretty upset. Eh? So that's one of the main reasons why he's not here anymore.
Who did that?
Oh, Michelle. He was pretty hardcore.
Michelle
LaCroix, the old auditor.
Oh, because the last
we asked questions there and he got pretty upset a few times.
The last few accounting meetings that we had with Pichet-Lacroix, it wasn't Michel was there, but he had a young lady with him who explained everything. I remember that clearly.
Yeah, her name was Francesca, I think.
Pardon?
I think her name was Francesca.
Yeah, I think it was Francesca.
Yeah, yeah, tiny little girl.
Yeah,
little
yeah,
girl.
Yeah. And she
okay.
was very good.
Anyway,
sorry,
the
auditor is coming within a few weeks. And
no, a few days.
Well, within a few weeks, and eventually we'll deposit his report also.
Oh, when they come back, yeah. But they're coming in this week to work with Madame Martineau. So she's going to be busy this week for that.
Were there any conflict of interest in the situation in those files in the last 5 years?
Pardon?
Were there any conflict of interest about those arrears in the last 5 years? Y a-t-il des cas de conflit d'intérêt?
Pas dans le passé, non.
De
pas que je sache, non.
Any
pas dans les années. But...
Free taxes,
pardon me?
Vous avez eu des conflits. Vous n'êtes pas au courant qu'il y a eu des conflits intérieurs?
Non.
Il n'y en a pas eu?
Non.
Il n'y en a pas eu, vous n'êtes pas au courant.
Ben, il n'y en a pas eu de ma connaissance,
okay.
Parce que c'est la première fois qu'on voit ça.
Habituellement, ça passe dans le rapport du vérificateur, comme je dis.
Ouais.
Avec.
Ça prend un audit spécifique pour ça. L'auditeur ne fera pas une remarque par rapport à s'il n'y a pas un audit spécifique pour, mettons, les arrérages des 5 dernières années. Il vérifiait les chiffres pour la municipalité au complet. Ça prendrait un audit spécifique pour ça, pour avoir ce genre de commentaires-là. Mais si vous
ben
dites
le,
que c'est pas au courant,
On a passé une résolution pour avoir un forensic accounting fait dans les livres. Mm-hmm. Puis on a envoyé une demande auprès des différents bureaux comptables pour avoir un prix. Mais en ce moment, les bureaux de comptables, il manque de personnel. Ça fait qu'il n'y a pas personne qui est intéressé de venir faire un forensic accounting.
Sur un point spécifique.
Sur
toutes les finances de la municipalité.
Peu importe quelle sorte de finance, il n'y a pas personne qui est intéressé ou qui a le personnel pour le faire en ce moment.
Vous avez reçu les réponses là-dessus. Vous avez plusieurs réponses de différentes firmes. Est-ce qu'il n'y a pas de ressources?
Bien, on a envoyé des demandes, puis il n'y a rien qui est revenu.
Vous faites un suivi?
Bien, on a fait un suivi, mais par téléphone.
Suivi, pas de réponse?
Mais c'est pas nous comme conseil qui a fait ça, là.
Non,
fait
c'est de, oui, c'est ça.
C'est ça.
C'est important encore de dire que Mme Martineau est en poste depuis 6 à 7 mois. Fait que on peut pas tout garocher ça dans sa cour et elle.
Non, c'est ingrat comme situation, je comprends. Mm-hmm. Mais c'est malheureusement,
ben,
son dossier.
Y a, oui, mais il y a quand même des priorités qu'elle doit se mettre. Puis, je ne sais pas combien de fois que l'aqueduc a lâché.
Il y a
beaucoup de choses.
Subvention.
I'd like to tell you, Luke, that you can, when you get an auditor's report, you can correct it. You don't have to vote for it.
No, you have to vote for it.
No, you do not.
I got told by the municipal lawyer there that they have to vote.
My wife was with the Royal Bank for 28 years. They used to correct the auditors when they came in all the time.
You have a chance to look at the whole list of any errors. If you don't agree, then you have to
vote for it anyway. It's because if you vote for the presentation.
You vote for the deposit.
Not for the content.
C'est le dépôt.
But you're not... You have
c'est
a
le
right
dépôt,
to
Luc.
Say, I want to challenge this number one, number five, whatever, if you feel it's wrong. So if you vote on it, that's fine. You're voting for him coming to your office and presenting it. But you are not voting for the input, what he's saying is wrong. Every person has a right that is involved in any information that is given. So that's what you have to be clear on. Like you said, Luke, you're voting for the presentation. But as counselor, should you not say, okay, after this, and should the auditor know that you're voting on the presentation and not the problems that he is showing you? Because maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. But you have a chance to look it over. Any business person knows this.
Okay, I'd just like to interrupt, but thank you very much for the information. That's really interesting.
Yes,
we're going to keep that in mind.
Well, I
for
sure
that,
really feel you should.
So that we'll look at it closer.
In the shape that the books are in now.
The books are good.
The books are good. Contrary to what you're being told, the books are good. Taxes are coming in.
The
financial statement was presented last fall. I'll give it to you. It was late.
Yes.
Financial statement was presented. There was a surplus. We got non-affected surplus. Miss Valiello is in good financial shape. Contrary to what's being told, we are not broke.
Well,
I don't know where this started, and it was never true. We had issues in 2019, granted with the grant money. Once we uncovered that fraud and went to court, we got our grant money, which that case is still ongoing in court. Once we got that sorted, we got $1.4 million in bad grants.
Mm-hmm.
That got us off the line of credit. Now we are operating business as usual. We have been since 2020. Low is not broke, and the books are in very good shape. Financial audit is on the website. Feel free to check it out.
So why that raise of tax is time?
The raise of tax there, a lot of the raise of tax was the evaluation.
I know that.
And we don't control the evaluation.
No.
The MRC does.
Okay.
The mill rate there,
no.
24 cents.
But
I guess we could have
bought
50 cents and not charged nothing.
The mill rate is set by your budget.
The mill rate is.
The mill rate is set by your budget.
Our budget there
went up
1.6%. No.
Or it's 2
million. Our budget went up 1.6%.
Okay.
No, this is what's happening here.
Calm down.
1.6%.
Calm down.
Our budget went up 1.6%. There was an increase in the MRC cut ball, which we've sent resolutions to try to fight. It was refused. No, I'm not lying. We refused it. It was refused. Then the SQ increased. And the garbage contract, I agree with you 100%, is a lot of money. It's doubled. That, we went to tender. We got caught with a tender. We're going to look at buying a truck. Probably doing it ourselves the next few years. That's what we're working on. The evaluation side of things, we don't control it.
No.
We passed resolutions to try to get them to change the evaluation. They did that in June 2021, right in the heat of the bubble. For me, it was absurd that they would evaluate properties right in the heat of the market. So, after that, we agreed that we would lower the mill rate to try to dampen some of these effects. We lowered the mill rate almost 25 cents. That is all we could do. Our operating cost, we went up 1.6%. 1.6%.
That's including the fuel cost?
Fuel,
that's
tires, employee raises.
Well, people what about came the in taxpayer here that the garbage went up 126%?
I agree with you 100%. We went to tender. We saw one bid back.
Look at any contract. They're all the same.
I agree with you. You think I was happy when I seen that? What we should have done is we should have went to tender for 5 years earlier and give out that contract. We didn't. We took a chance. We rolled the dice and we lost.
Just then, just to correct you, the peak was not in 2021. It was in the summer of 2022. I have tracked the monthly changes.
It's okay.
Okay.
That's the information that we were given.
No, but that's fair. That's fair enough. But I've given you the info the MRC gave us. Whenever we challenged the role, all we got out of them was a meeting, a Zoom meeting. We were told, no, that was that getting spied on us up here.
See,
this and that, and we followed the guidelines, and you know what they did? They did this. Deal with it. And that's what we were handed. So we lowered the mill rate. I know where your house is, Mr. Pajura. You guys suffered the biggest hike on the evaluation roll. There's other people in other places of the municipality that think it's funny as hell. Their taxes went down. And it's people like us that are on water that pay the big taxes. And I agree 100% with Albert, the garbage, it doubled. It's pretty absurd that it doubled, but here we are. Everything went up. Sweeping, snow plowing.
Okay, on peut-tu avancer, s'il vous plaît?
Our portion there was 1.6%.
126% on the garbage. That's a little more than double.
But that's
what do you want?
We want the tender. It was a public tender. SEO.
Okay, let's move on.
What do you want to do with the garbage? I agree with your case.
That's good.
Okay. No, some people have went up more than 126.
Okay.
Monsieur
Robert, on peut-tu avancer?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Next question, please. Monsieur?
Steve Connolly, Lowe, Quebec.
Monsieur Steve Connolly?
I would like to just talk about the control of the meeting first before I start, please. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I can't barely hear you.
I'm impressed. Good. Stop shouting.
Yeah, stop shouting.
That was my next point, but I wanted to talk about the control of this meeting first before I start, so we have a whole hell of finishing tonight. Okay? We're having a conversation here. You're supposed to control the meeting. What comes across every meeting is the mayor. And he's not invited to talk, he jumps up and talks.
He did lift his hand up to talk.
But it's not just that. The next thing I wanted to talk about is my own voice. At the last meeting, I spoke at the same level as I am now, probably too low. And I receive a letter from the lawyer I'm going to talk about in a minute. And I ask simple questions. So I want to know tonight before I start to talk, please. I'll try and be brief. How loud should I talk? Should I talk like this, where I think they can hear me more, like John did, or should I talk lower? Can you give me an idea before I get another letter? Said I raised my voice, and when you read the audio, it's lower than you guys, the council. So please tell me if I'm too loud, because I like to speak so everyone can hear. Thank you. Now at the last meeting, I asked some what I think are very simple questions. And they were, how much were the unpaid taxes the previous November, 4 years, 4 months before? And no one could answer.
But I did answer a while ago. I have the numbers
right
here.
Not this meeting.
I didn't have them at my fingertips last meeting, Mr. Connolly.
Answer. I'm going to let you finish speaking to propose my question. So I asked, and no counselor was able to tell me what the unpaid taxes were last November.
That's correct.
And then I said the number going around was 500,000, but the real number is 493. And so you didn't disagree, but no one can answer the question. Because they're managing our money. And so the next question I asked a few others, but I'm going to keep it shorter, was the week before, March 27th, was the deadline for us to pay our taxes. And I asked you how many people were late because of the economy, because of a huge, massive tax increase. It's my feeling that there's a large number of people that aren't able to pay their taxes. So I asked you folks, especially the Finance and Admin Committee, how many people weren't able to pay their taxes on the due date? And no one could answer, and you in fact shouted at me, how are we supposed to know that? And you said you'd get back to me. Now there were some other questions too, but so 2 days later I'm asked to submit paperwork for access to information. So I wait till the 25th of April last week, and by noon I don't have the answer, last day. And then afternoon I got the answer, and I was thanked before that, the office. And I'm going to ask you today, because I'm a citizen trying to get the information, but I'm not managing the finances. So can I ask those of you, Mayor, who are managing the finances, we hope, can you tell me now? Because your staff were able to get the information almost at the push of a button. And the day after the last meeting, I talked to Pierre up at Gaz. He said, wait a minute, Mr. Kahn. He got the answer in 30 seconds. That's a computer right
He must have been in front of his computer.
Yeah, he was.
Ah, well, we're not. Sorry.
No, you don't bring your computers to
Did we not buy you people all computers?
Not with the
we
financial
don't have access.
Information
the
on it.
Software we discussed this.
Can I not be interrupted, please? Thank you.
Well, so, Mr. Keeley made a comment, so.
Can you please tell me today, any of you, please, how many people weren't able to pay their taxes, either on April or March 27th, or in the last week?
We don't go by number of people, we go by total of properties, taxes, like the total of the money owing.
Okay, I know the answers I want to tell everyone tonight, but the number of tax accounts, how many were late last week?
I don't have the exact number of tax accounts.
Would you have an idea, a kind of an estimate?
All 5 mine were late.
What was that?
All 5 of hers were late.
But I can save time by telling you because your staff told me. Okay, of 1,187 accounts, as of the 25th of April, 518, 44%, couldn't make it, couldn't pay. And
yes, but also, I like I explained a while ago to Monsieur Couture. C'est ça? Attends, hold on. Okay. And like I explained a while ago, there's been a lot of work being done with by Madame Martineau and Madame Lemieux since last fall. Because as I mentioned a while ago, the taxes as of last fall, around October, for 2022, was over 400,000. We all know that. So since they started working, and at that point in time is when they sent out the letters to all the people that owed taxes, they had till the 31st of December to come and make payments or an agreement with the municipality. Since then, in the new year, were able to recuperate $200,000 in back taxes. So at the end of December, it went from 400, almost 5, whatever the amount was, and now it's at 279,000. Now, having said that, there are a lot of files back in May 2019 went to the the lawyers sent to the courts to get liens put on certain files. Qu'est-ce que tu essaies de dire?
Ça n'a pas rapport à sa question, par exemple.
Oui, mais ça vient dans
ce qu'il veut savoir. It's just
that having done that, and we just found out before this meeting that those files have been sitting on the desk at the courts for 4 years. So for them to, you know, to find this out just now, now we have to go back, or not us, but the administration have to go back to the lawyers, get a list of all these files that are sitting there, and all they need is a signature from the court for us to have a lien on the properties. I can't tell you exactly how much it is right now, because we, like I said, we just found this out tonight, and they have to go back and get the list of the properties that are on that list at the court.
Who's responsible for that delay?
It's the courts. They've been the courts.
But you just found
overloaded.
So who's been managing that on the council?
No, but no. Just no. It has nothing to do. Council don't manage that.
You don't want to know the status of the people we're paying money to.
We just found out from the lawyer that handled it back in 2019.
But don't you have a list of what you sent the lawyer?
Exactly.
But didn't anyone here manage it?
Here we go again.
All right. Too much information.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to go into the logistics of that, because there is a court case in court right now, and I can't divulge that information. I'm sorry.
The information as
we were looking after it. So the numbers you gave me last week, you're saying December. There are $280,000 of unpaid taxes before this year. And as of the first payment, not all the rest, the first payment, which is due on March the 27th, there are $192,000 additional unpaid.
And that will be handled in its own way as well.
Right, that's fine. And so that's a total of $472,000, which is the same level as it was last November. All I'm saying, let's forget about what you're doing about it. I know the DC is trying their best and doing a good job. But I'm trying to point out that our community is not wealthy. And we are hurting. Everyone tells me that. That's one of the reasons I believe, maybe not everyone, that the taxes are behind. And so the only thing I want to do is send a message saying, please help the people of Hope by managing. You're not giving us the confidence.
Yeah, is there a question there, Mr. Connolly?
Yeah.
Because we're way over our limit.
My fault. Yeah. I have two things more. One is that on the investigation, you people will not lead an investigation to look into this whole conflict of interest.
So no, you say it's a conflict of interest, but it's not.
Okay. So
that's your opinion.
Let's say potential. And so we have no choice ourselves, because we have a lot more information. For example, you people have said several times that it was the staff's fault, because the tax account management was not managed. Okay,
again, so I'm not going to comment on that, because I told you already.
I'm saying we have a lot more information, some of us. We have no choice but to start investigations, and the people want us to. They're asking us, how many people here would like us to do an investigation?
Madame Ma.
How many?
Mr. Connolly.
How many? Everybody. I'm allowed to do that. We're a team.
Yes, but they're requesting that based on your assumption of things, but that's fine.
I'm saying
it's not fact.
An investigation will settle the smoke.
If
Monsieur,
do you think there's a conflict? You can.
If you feel there's a conflict of interest, again, you could deposit a complaint at the Commission Municipale. That's all I could tell you. Because there's no way that we're going to make an investigation here.
We got that message, thank you.
That's right, and that's how it's going to stay.
Now, we're asking. asking those simple questions at the last meeting, I received a lawyer's letter from you.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer, and it says that I raised my voice.
What was before the recording started? Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to say. Not my fault.
But your remarks were targeted one person in particular.
You proof. I'm generally known as being a polite person who asks questions. And I deserve to be treated as a human being instead of receiving this kind of thing for asking the same questions I just told you. It says, inappropriate comments, raised your voice, made accusations.
Monsieur Robert? Okay. So if everything, there's no more questions, we've already done an hour in question period, which is only supposed to be 25 minutes.
More questions, Madam?
Yes, Mr.
You'll have to speak loud.
You'll have to speak loud, and could you state your name, please? It's the recorder, probably. We've got rain.
Anyway, the new building that's built there, MRC.
Yes, the tourism center.
And the garbage pickup.
Pardon me?
The MRC.
Paying for the water and the garbage pickup.
Yes.
It's the MRC.
They're the owners.
They're the owners. They have to pay for it.
The MRC.
Yes. Well, of course.
And we're going to pay for the snow plowing and the.
They are. Yes, because they hire their own contractor to do it.
Okay, so as long as you're paying your fair
share. We're not doing it, no.
Okay. And why are people paying taxes on vacant houses? The garbage tax.
They have a house.
If they live in there, why would they be paying garbage tax?
Well, they could rent it.
Well, the service is there. If
they're
not
using
it.
But when they start to rent it, that's when you start charging them.
No, we can't do that.
The service is there.
The service is there. And if there's a house there, it can be lived in. And we're not going to be going around and selecting houses. Floyd, come on. Pardon me?
People that have vacant houses here are paying water tax too?
They're supposed to, yeah.
Supposed to, but already.
Well, if you know if somebody that doesn't would call the DG and will.
If they plug on the Akatsuk there, they have to pay for it.
Secret all the time.
Oh, well.
Every time I ask you a question, you never can answer me.
It depends on the question.
Coming in here, you all have computers. They invented the laptop. You can bring it with you.
I don't have anything on my computer that's connected to the system of the municipality. I'm not allowed to touch anything in the financial
Well, can you not read what's in the office and come back and write it on a piece of paper and tell us?
Well, if you send your question beforehand, I might have a reply for you, of course.
But you can't go into the
office. We would.
I can't go into the office and look at the computer either.
We don't go through each tax bill individually either.
No, but we're not allowed to do that.
First of all, councillors at this table, they are here as councillors and they do the votes. Away from this table, they become a regular citizen just like you. So don't think for a minute that they can walk in the office and start playing around with computers in there. That's a no-no for sure. We do have laptops, but it's for email. That's it.
Email.
That's it.
Microsoft Teams, emails, exchange bylaws, read bylaws. So the computer's important.
Yeah, one more question. What's happening with the fraud case?
That's ongoing in court?
That's what I mentioned a while ago. We're not in a position where we can't.
How much was taken?
Until it goes through court, we can't talk about it.
And how long is it going to be sitting before?
It's coming soon.
We don't know.
We wish it would have been dealt with by now.
But again, the courts are full. It's taking forever, and I complain almost every month. Now I find out that it's nearing its end.
clearing, it starts, like, yeah. They're going to start on.
Yeah.
The start of the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would like to make a statement, if I could. First of all, everyone here knows Steve Connolly and how hard he has worked for the taxpayers. And the letters that he got from this council, I don't know who voted on them, if it was the mayor or the councillors or the administration, but I don't believe that any, as he just told us, he refuted all the accusations towards him. My question is, how much did that cost us to send a letter to a man that's trying to help the whole community?
Yeah, two of them.
You know, anybody that supports Steve, put your hand up. There you go. There you go. Almost everybody.
He didn't reserve that letter.
What? No, I didn't deserve that letter.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how much did it cost?
Right now, I don't know. I didn't see the invoice yet.
Will that be in next month's bills?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I think we should know where the money to go. That's what happened with the
So I'm going to close down question period now, and we're going to move on to the meeting.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't get an answer for my question as to how much it cost us to send those four
I just
letters.
Said I don't have the amount. I just said that to Mr. Hickey.
Did you not think of getting requesting to the lawyer as to how much it was going to cost to send out those letters? Is it $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? It's money wasted. Mr. Connolly doesn't deserve a letter like that. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Madam Mayor, can I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, you can.
Not all councillors were asked there when they did that letter. Don't say all council, because some of us were not aware of it.
Well, that's what
some
I'm
of us didn't know anything about it.
Answer.
Some of us didn't know anything about it.
You didn't know anything about it either.
That's right.
No.
Thank you.
So we can get our money spent, and the people that are we vote in, elected, don't know what's going on. Is that right or is that wrong?
Who am I to judge?
Okay, let's move on. No, there's another second period at the end of the meeting. You can wait.
I just have one more question.
No, at the end of the meeting, please.
Somebody said that they didn't vote on that.
I said we're going through the meeting. There's another question period afterwards.
So you can't answer my question?
Not right now. We're moving forward.
Yeah.
Bon, là, on continue avec l'adoption des procès-verbaux de la dernière rencontre. It's adoption of the minutes from the last meeting. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillet. Justine, s'il vous plaît.
Non,
je vais avancer, là. Adoption du procès verbal. Donc, Joanne Maillet a proposé. J'ai besoin d'un appuyeur. Un appuyeur pour les PV.
I'll propose it.
Justine Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes. Oui.
Maureen, right? OK, Maureen.
Oui.
Luc.
Lee? Are we voting on?
Yeah, on the meeting, minutes for last meeting.
No.
Just like?
I'll abstain because I wasn't here.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, merci. So, Monsieur Lee Angus a dit non. Tout le monde, puis Monsieur Robert s'est abstint. Administration, liste des factures à payer. Donc, les factures pour le mois d'avril est de 286 633,69. J'ai fait la vérification des factures et des payes, donc tout est, je suis satisfaite. Administration, list of invoices to be paid in the amount for the month of April, $286,633.69. Which I verified all the invoices and payroll, and I am satisfied. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Je seconde.
Donc, Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillet. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Merci. Tout le monde est d'accord.
think it's important to say that it's so high because of the final payment of the snowplow contract?
Yes.
John, thank you.
Madame for another good winter.
Oui, merci beaucoup.
Excuse me. I don't think Monsieur Robert can second the motion to approve the minutes if he wasn't at the meeting.
I bring the motion forward.
Maybe another second.
But he did get the minutes.
But how does he
to read them?
Correct.
I bring the motion forward, but I don't vote on it.
You can second the motion because you want it to be put on the table and voted on.
Okay.
You don't have to be. You're not endorsing.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you for answering my question.
OK. 4B, adoption des états financiers 2022 de la régie intermunicipale de l'aéroport de Maniwaki. Donc, nous adoptons leur état financier pour l'année 2022 parce que ça nous prend ça pour nos états financiers de la municipalité. Donc, adoption of the 2022 financial statement for the Régie intermunicipale de Laredo. It's the airport in, they say Maniwaki, but it's in Mission. It's their financial statements for 2022. So we have to adopt their financials to be incorporated as well into our financials. So, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord, Joanne?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy? Luc Tivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Schneider Robert?
Yes.
Merci. 4C, ajout couverture d'assurance, fonds d'assurance municipalité. Donc, ceci, c'est une assurance que nous voulions. Ce sont des parties d'assurance qu'on veut ajouter à notre police. C'est la protection disponible en lien avec le changement législatif des dernières années qui serait avantageux pour la municipalité de profiter de cette couverture additionnelle. Donc, c'est l'ajout de protection contre le cyber attack, assurance frais de justice, advenant C21 et l'ajout des réservoirs pétroliers. So this is some additions to our insurance. What it is to add protections against cyber attacks, legal expenses, insurance, endorsement for the C21, and addition to of the oil tank. J'ai besoin de proposer.
Je vais
le
seconder.
Justin Robert avec
Joanne
Meillet. C'est ça, c'est vrai, Madame Martineau, le montant, c'était quoi encore? Mais on avait...
Il y en a une, c'est 250 $, l'autre, c'est 1000. Les réservoirs pétroliers, je ne sais pas, ça va être quand on va soumettre la liste, ils vont sûrement nous exiger des remplacements.
Mm-hmm.
Le C21, je pense que c'est 1 000 $
aussi. OK. Fait que, grosso modo, à peu près, je veux dire, 2 500. Hein? Puis ça va être aussi mis sur le poste budgétaire 02-701-90-970. So this will also go on the financial item number 02-701-90. Hein? Oh, oui, c'est vrai. 02-130-00-423, which is 02-130-00-423. Là, on va à 4D, annulation d'un chèque. C'est un chèque qui a été émis par la municipalité, mais le...
Jamais caché.
Ça n'a jamais été endossé parce que il a été perdu. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Oui. OK. Luc, Tivierge, Justin, Robert. J'ai besoin des... Le, OK. So this is a cancellation of a check. It's $736.70.
Is that
Is that one check?
Yeah, it's one check that we issued to a supplier. They lost it, so we're canceling the check.
And then issuing another one?
At the next, in the month of May. It'll be part of the May bills. But tonight, we're canceling the check. Ben, j'ai Luc Tivierge puis Saint-Robert.
Là, j'ai besoin de vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui. Oui.
Luc? Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
OK, merci. Là, j'ai 4E, Bourse, Études, École Saint-Michael. 4E is Saint-Michael School Scholarship. Fait que la municipalité donne des argents à des bourses pour les élèves qui vont faire, qui graduent cette année. Donc, il y a 5 élèves, puis on aimerait donner une bourse de 100 $ chaque. Sous le numéro 02-701-90-970. Just a moment, please. I just want to say. So this is a Saint Michael School scholarship. There are 5 students from Lowell graduating this year, and we're giving them a scholarship of $100 each. And it'll be taken out of item number 02701-90970. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I propose.
Maureen McAvoy, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in favor?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Merci. Là, on arrive à 4F, avis de motion, règlement 2023-008 relatif au stationnement. So, 4F is... you're going to deposit, you say?
Yes.
Fait que Madame Martineau, Justin Robert fait le dépôt de la motion. Notice of motion, bylaw. 2023-008 relating to parking in the municipality. So this is just a deposit. There's no vote.
For the people of Park Road, there's going to be a special annex in that bylaw for parking as a work.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Not now. I'm sorry. We're in. It'll be after the meeting.
So you're not voting on this bylaw right
now? No. No. Sécurité publique, rapport d'activité, année 5 de la mise en demeure du schéma de risque en incendie. So, this is a 5-year activity report on the implementation of the fire safety plan, which is deposited and being voted on. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur, s'il vous plaît.
I'll second it.
Fait que j'ai Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. C'est ça.
Oui.
Là, travaux publics, achat de véhicules, centre de...
On vote?
Oh, excuse-moi. On vote?
Yeah. Oui. Yes.
Thank you.
Oui.
Yes.
I'll abstain. I revise the report for Michelle.
C'est beau. Monsieur Robert s'abstain. Là, on arrive à travaux publics, achat de véhicules, centre d'acquisition gouvernemental, travaux publics et urbanisme. Donc là, en septembre l'année passée, on a passé une résolution pour être une municipalité parmi la liste. Excuse me. Parmi la liste des municipalités qui sont intéressées à avoir des véhicules à travers de leur inventaire. So back in September, we passed a resolution to have our municipality added to their inventory list for vehicles that they sell at a lesser cost. So what we would like to do is, in this case, qu'est-ce qu'on va faire? C'est résolu que le conseil autorise l'achat d'une camionnette F-250 au montant de 68 263 plus taxes. Autoriser également l'achat d'un Chevrolet Trailblazer au montant de 28 514 plus taxes. Autorise le paiement des frais de 350 $ plus taxes par véhicule au CAG. Donc, autorise un emprunt du fonds de roulement de 102 339 pour une période de 5 ans. Donc, this is to purchase authorize a purchase an F-250 pickup truck in the amount of $68,263 plus tax. Also authorize the purchase of a Chevrolet Trailblazer in the amount of $28,514 plus tax. Authorize the payment of the fees of $350 plus tax per vehicle, and authorize a loan from the working fund of $102,339 for a period of 5 years. So the working fund total is the total of all the expenses. Et puis ça va être sous le poste budgétaire 23-040-07-24 et 23-050-00724. So these will come out of the funds budget item number 23-040-00724 and 23-050-00724. Per vehicles. Et là, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je vais le seconder.
Ghislain Robert et Joanne Meillet. J'ai besoin d'un vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui. Yes. Yes.
No.
Lee.
Yes. Yes.
Merci. Donc, notez que M. Thiers, je dis non. Là, on arrive à loisirs, culture et communication. Maureen, did you want to
speak about Canada Day?
Yeah.
Well, basically, the municipality has received a grant from Canadian Heritage, a subsidy of $5,700 to help carry out Canada Day. When we did the recreation survey, Canada Day was far and away everyone's favorite thing. Over 74% of people identified it as their favorite activity in Lowe. So it's great to get that support from Canadian Heritage, but we are proposing a resolution here to allocate a budget of $8,000 from the municipality for that event. So that is the resolution. The funds would be taken from item 02701909070, which is the recreation budget, and not in the motion, but I ask any keen volunteers in the community to put it on their calendars and join the meeting. That I'll be sending a poster, put out a poster and and the email that people will be able to get on their on the email list to coordinate this event. En français, c'est pour la fête du Canada. On a une subvention de patrimoine canadien pour $5,700. Mais la résolution, c'est que la municipalité aussi contribue $8,000 pour l'événement. Des fonds du poste 02-701-90-970 loisirs. Et je sollicite aussi la participation des bénévoles de la communauté pour organiser un événement extraordinaire. So I'd like to propose that motion.
J'avais une petite question.
Oui.
C'est-tu 8 000 avec le 5700 ou c'est 8000 plus le 5700?
Le 5700 vient du patrimoine canadien,
ouais.
Le 8000 de la municipalité.
OK.
C'est ça.
Non, non, mais je voulais comprendre.
What's the response? I was wondering too.
The $5,700 is from Canadian Heritage.
Yes.
It's a grant. And the $8,000 in the resolution is to come from the municipal budget.
So it is basically, it will be a total of $13,700
plus volunteer,
yes.
Incredibly important volunteer contribution.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was total or, you know, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
The same question.
Monsieur Thiers.
Maureen, you said that you're going to send an email? Is it possible to put it on the bulletin board? Because we still 200, almost 200 people that don't have high-speed internet in the municipality.
Yeah, we'll get the word out in every channel.
Okay, so you want to propose it?
I am proposing that.
Maureen McAvoy propose. Appuyé par?
Je vais l'appuyer.
Luc Thivierge? Tout le monde est d'accord? Joanne Maillé?
Yes.
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
And yes. Obviously, Luc?
Oui.
Lee?
Yes.
Puis M. Robert a dit oui aussi. Donc là, je vais juste passer à travers. Ça, c'est tout ça. Oui, une minute. J'ai des documents, des informations pour les citoyens. Certaines choses, comme la semaine du 7 au 13 mai, c'est la semaine de sécurité civile. Fait que, so, from the 7th to the 13th of May is Civil Security Week, just to let you know.
Carol, since you're talking about Civil Security Week, do we have a minute of silence for the two firefighters that died today?
Oui.
In Charlevoix? Mm-hmm. Attempting to rescue people in the floods, two men went missing.
C'est beau. OK, merci. D'autres choses, on a, on fait juste la mention, mais c'est Journée internationale contre l'homophobie et la transphobie, le 17 mai. Je voulais juste passer c'est ça. Là, j'ai autre information qui, je suis certaine, qui va être... Très intéressant, oui. Donc, c'est pour vous mettre à jour sur le TIAM. C'est les claims des mines. It's to update people on the TIAM, what they call the TIAM in the government, and what it is mining claims in law. It's been brought to my attention, and recently, we've been talking more about it at the MRC level, but I did some research on my own, and I went on the Ministère des Ressources Naturelles et des Forêts on their website. And in law, there's approximately 74 claims. So it's all public record. You can go and look at it. There's some that have quite a few. There's some that have 4, some have 12, 6, 9. There's one that has 39 claims. It's just to give you information for your rights, okay? If you spot someone on your land that should not be there, you can approach them and ask them where they're from. Now, if these people are from any kind of mining company and you were not advised in writing, you can ask them to leave and they cannot come back, because in the law at the ministry, it specifically says that if anybody goes there, that if they have intention, they have to send a request in writing to the municipality and the property owner to schedule a date and time to do so. They cannot just show up on your land without you knowing about it.
Can you refuse?
Yes, you can.
The letter, you can.
If you don't have a letter, you can refuse them access.
Do receive the letter.
It will be explained in the letter. I can't tell you what the letter's going to say because we didn't get that far yet into all the small details.
Has the municipality received any of these requests from the mining companies?
No. Not yet. So this is something that, and even I've heard Madame Lamarche speaking on the radio about it, and exactly what I just told you is what she also said. So we're making sure that the ministry is going to enforce this part of it. And so it's really important that if you see people on your land, tell them to leave. If you haven't received anything in writing, tell them to leave.
But if they have their prospector's card...
Doesn't matter.
...in their wallet...
No.
They're still not allowed.
No.
Because that usually gives them the right...
No. They have to advise the property owners in writing that they're going to go on your land. I don't care if they have a little card or not. No.
Do you have to post your land?
Pardon me?
Do you have to post your land for that no trespassing?
No.
You don't. It's their responsibility. They have a job to do and they have to advise in writing. Both the property owner and the municipality, because the municipality need to know they're on our communities, you know, the properties and whatnot. So I just wanted to throw that information out. I have another meeting about this on the 16th of May, so maybe next month I'll have some more information.
Can I make a suggestion, Mayor?
Pardon me?
Can I make a suggestion? The QPP tell us if someone's on your property and you ask them to leave and your property is not posted, they don't have to leave. They may have to leave with the police, but they can't be charged.
Well, like I said, I'm going to have more information on this after the 16th. But you can go on the website for the Ministère des Ressources Naturelles et des Forêts. You can go and click on the section to go and look at all the claims on in-law. So there was that. There's mining companies. There are some people that did put a claim in just to protect their own property.
You can buy your own.
You can buy your own.
Oh, really?
You can.
Cross-section within 2 years, or you have to let your claim go, or you get that your buddies that you rotate your claims. You can't do that, too. Like a bunch of you could get together back in the field, let's say John, Joel, all right? Dennis Hayes. The gang of you could get together and buy all your claims, and after 2 years, just start rotating your claims.
Okay, so moving on here, we have also some more information on lodging. C'est logement et habitation et merci de la vallée de Gatineau. So I'll just say it in French first because it's long French. What they're looking, qu'est-ce qu'ils cherchent en fait, c'est qu'il y a un sondage sur le site de la MRC concernant qu'est-ce qu'ils demandent aux employeurs, les locataires, les propriétaires d'une maison ou de logement. Aux personnes en recherche de logement ainsi qu'aux personnes qui désirent déménager ou travailler dans la vallée de Gatineau. So what, qu'est-ce qu'ils cherchent à faire, c'est avoir un inventaire qui serait disponible à des gens qui cherchent à louer un logement parce qu'ils partent, ils viennent autour, aux alentours pour aller travailler. Parce qu'en ce moment, là, c'est bien proche, introuvable. Sans avoir au moins un inventaire. So what they're asking is they want to do a survey. Unfortunately, it's not in English, but it's for employers. It's really for employers, renters, property owners of a house or apartment building, whatever, to go and do this survey to try and have an inventory of places where people could rent. Because more and more people are coming up the valley for jobs that are posted, but they can't find a place to rent. So this is a way of trying to have an inventory, and when people do go to the MRC, they can, you know, depending where they're working, So it would be a good thing to do. Unfortunately, it's not in English.
The mayor?
Yes. And I'm going to be pushing it.
If you go on the website for the survey there, it's only in French. So don't come back in a week from now there. Ask his counsel there. How come the NRC website, the surveys, is only in French? We already know, and we requested that bilingual, but once again.
So I'm going to try and push it again tomorrow. I'm in Gracefield all day, so they're not going to like me there, but I'm going to push it that they have it in English as well, because if they want the numbers, you have to.
That's right. It's not, I mean, but... Well, just about half and half. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're
yep.
right. If they want the numbers to be able to offer people suggestions and where to look.
Exactly.
They got to, people have to understand what they're answering.
Yeah. So that's as far as the information I have for tonight, but we can open up a second.
Right. Oh, we got something that I forgot to add on Public Works. We got a $22,000 grant for some road work on O'Sullivan Road. Mm-hmm. And we got another grant we're going to put on Pike Lake, under $20,000.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Madam Mayor, can I ask?
Yes.
Also, the library is running a little contest, meet the library team. So you drop in, you can fill in a little slip of paper with your name, and maybe you'll win fabulous prizes. It's running May till, for the month of May. Starting today until the 31st, library is open Tuesdays 9 to 8, Thursdays 1 to 8, and Saturday 10 to 1.
Do we have a new director of the library?
Chantal Rodriguez is the coordinator, the responsable.
Good.
Donc, à la bibliothèque, Chantal Rodriguez a commencé et il y a un petit concours qu'on conduit pour le mois de mai. Donc, vous pouvez venir rencontrer l'équipe. Ben, l'équipe. C'est Chantal puis des plusieurs bénévoles. Mais on va faire un tirage, merci, pour des prix modestes.
S'il y a d'autres questions, are there any other questions? Madame?
Non, je vous attends. Moi, qu'est-ce qui m'inquiète aussi, c'est pour la CLSC. Parce que moi, je t'appuie, là, puis je trouve que c'est loin pareil pour moi. Puis je trouve que c'est important pour la communauté, pour tout le monde, de garder notre CLSC. Est-ce que vous...
Ben, on a passé une pas mal longue résolution le mois passé. Et puis moi, en ce moment, j'ai une rencontre le 10 mai avec Benoît Valiquette et Mme Lamarche concernant le CLSC. Pourquoi est-ce que c'est? Moi, je vais avoir des réponses. Parce qu'ils ont fait des coupures, ils n'ont pas avisé la municipalité, ils n'ont rien dit, ils ont juste fait des coupures. Ils ont fermé le CLSC 2 jours semaine. Et puis aussi, ils ont retiré les services d'infirmières. Elle se manque là 2 après-midi. De la semaine. Fait que c'est inacceptable. Je vais avoir des réponses. C'est pour ça que j'ai une rencontre cette semaine, le 10 mai.
When did these cutbacks take effect?
They did
started.
It without even telling. They were already started.
I was just wondering because I did go for blood that, work and they were open in the morning.
Yeah, well, it's just like I said.
You got lucky.
Yeah. did you have an appointment?
I must be special.
Did you have an appointment?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's probably why.
Okay.
But no.
But it is in effect now, then.
Oh, yeah.
It has been, and we weren't even... Nobody was aware until Mrs. Canavan pointed out to us, and that's from
that
there.
Last month. Okay.
Yeah.
By appointment, you're okay. It's,
yeah, but
there's
but
no drawback.
But if there's an emergency...
We're stuck.
Yeah. Well, either they're there or they're not.
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
I guess they give the appointments knowing the hours and the
yeah.
days that they work and so on. Yeah.
That's correct. I'm sorry, Miss. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Eamond. I'm at Page Semendal Appointed. I'm just looking at your bylaw for parking. At first blush, I'd like to say it's, from what I can see, is pretty comprehensive, and I congratulate you on that. I do have a couple of things that I'd like to make sure I get clarified, so to make sure I'm following your document. So in Annex C, I believe that's referring to municipal parking areas. So if I read this right, the municipal wharf on the Chemin Ferry is the municipal parking lot. If I go over to section number 10, it talks about overnight parking. No person shall park a vehicle in a municipal parking lot or park between 10 and 7 o'clock the next morning. Is that going to apply to the wharf?
Yes.
Okay. See, this is a project right now. We just deposited it. Now we have to work on it to see if there's any adjustments to be made.
Okay.
And then next meeting, we'll be adopting it, but not without speaking to certain people around the...
Well, we got a HADOC committee.
Yeah, there's a HADOC committee around the wharf and all that.
That's right, yes.
So we're going to be discussing it with them as well. We have a meeting coming up next week.
Well, there's a few representatives of our group that are going to be at that meeting.
Yes.
Now, I do have one other quick question. When it comes to issuing tickets, it talks about the Sûreté de Québec, and it also talks about municipal agents. Does the municipality have any bylaw officers?
At the moment, no.
Okay.
C'est l'inspecteur?
En français, on appelle l'officier municipal. Donc, Jean-François est nommé.
Okay.
On pourrait nommer donc personne, l'exemple des officiers de pompiers, on pourrait les nommer officiers municipaux et ils seraient en droit d'émettre des contraventions.
Okay, so it's okay. So what she said is our inspector. He is like he's called the
municipal
officer.
Yes, is that Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Yes. Jean-François, yes. So, but also she mentioned that if we need to or we want to, we can also name a firefighter as an officer.
Long story short is, once you folks adopt this bylaw and approve it, who's the first call to? The Sûreté?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wondering because this document talks about municipal officers, and I just was thinking that maybe somebody here would get a phone call. But if it's to the Sûreté, then that's fine. So
yes.
I'm clear about that.
Yes, because they also have to be notified of the bylaw.
Okay.
So that's another thing we have to work on because back in, was it 2019? That we had a uniform bunch of bylaws that went to the Sûreté du Québec that they were responsible, but it was also in conjunction with the other municipalities.
Yes.
So a lot of the bylaws were pretty much very close to being the same, so that every time they went to municipality, they weren't pulling out a new set of bylaws. So
you have to be consistent.
That's correct. So that's another thing we need to check on to make sure that we're still within that frame of having the Sûreté understand our bylaw.
Is there any ETA that when you make the voting this through?
We'd like to pass it in June.
Yeah.
Okay, because as you're well aware, the season to use is going to start very shortly.
That's why it's being deposited tonight as a project, and we have 1 month to work on it, and then we'll pass a resolution or pass the bylaw next beginning of June.
The main plan, sir, is to get all the parking off Farm Road. We have the parking area, and once that's filled, no cars on Farm Road. That's the ultimate goal.
And the thing is also is to enforce the after-hours parking.
Yes. So, yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Cameron?
Madame,
levé sa main avant.
Several questions. I was making notes here. Just now you said there's a 22,000 grant. I wrote down Pike Lake Road.
Yep.
Was the other one that happened to be the Fieldville Road?
No, O'Sullivan Road.
Eh?
O'Sullivan Road.
O'Sullivan.
Damn. Sullivan's really bad. Lots of clay boils. No ditch.
So is the Fieldville Road. You should come by at my place.
Oh, I went by there the other day.
Okay. Marie McAvoy, you talk very softly and I had a very hard time understanding. Is the $8,000 the total, or is it $8,000 plus the $5,700 grant?
We're receiving a $5,700 grant from Celebrate Canada program from Canadian Heritage.
Yes.
The municipality is contributing $8,000 to
the
project.
So the total cost
budget
is $13,700.
The total
okay
amount that
sure
we have put in so far. Yes.
Okay. Regarding the purchase of trucks. Are these replacing any vehicles that we have? Or?
The Trailblazers replacing a 2009 Chev or GMC Sierra two-wheel drive with 340,000 kilometers. It's going to be sold to the ground, falling apart. It's replacing that. Then the F-250 will eventually replace the other GM pickup. We're going to keep it for now, but eventually it's going to replace the other 4x4.
Okay.
It's got 300,000 kilometers on it, too.
It's got 300,000 clicks on it? Okay. And I think my last question here is, I'm keeping pretty current to everything for a while. The list of bills to be paid. Can I get a copy of that, of what the bills are?
On n'a pas l'habitude de faire ça.
It was in every other meeting.
Well, that was, anyway,
won't go there.
Exactly.
You can ask the office.
Okay. Sandra, you have a problem with that? I'll call you tomorrow morning. It won't be 8 o'clock.
Well,
you can send an email.
Shortly thereafter. Okay. That's it for me.
Yes, Mr. Connolly.
Oh,
sorry, there was someone else. Certain?
For my progress further to deal with my legal situation, was Councillor Rice involved in the decision to send me these letters? I sent her an email 2 weeks ago.
I'm not going to answer your question, Mr. Connolly.
Okay. Councillors, at least councillors, Luc Thiviers and Lee Angus, going to also file for an investigation into the conflict.
Are you asking me that question?
Yeah.
I can't speak for them, but I don't.
I'll ask them, please.
Don't advise it.
When I say conflict of interest situation, I mean the situation where some people think there is one and some don't, and including the people that I think you called the staff who have been talked to, and they do not.
Innuendos that is not acceptable.
No.
Can Councillors Thiviers and Angus answer the question? Thank you.
What was the question again there? I'm a little confused now.
Well, we've been talking outside of the meeting, Councillor. We were going to proceed with an investigation into the whole situation.
I'm going to file a complaint, yes.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Yes. This lady here is welcome.
Oui, madame.
Gilles Legros, j'aimerais savoir s'il y a un budget pour la fête du Québec.
Non. Non, on a décidé de
pour la fête nationale du Québec, il y a zéro.
Non, mais c'est parce qu'on voulait accompagner l'Axé-Marie avec ça. Parce qu'eux autres, ils font la célébration de la fête du Québec. Et puis nous, on fait le Canada. Fait que, t'sais, on essaie de se rassembler avec les autres municipalités pour être capable de faire des choses ensemble. Fait que c'est ça l'intention.
Sur le site de la municipalité par rapport à ça?
On pourrait.
On va collaborer avec eux pour envoyer notre monde là, pour la première semaine, et pour venir ici pour le 1er juillet. Et on veut partager certainement les
budgets. J'ai deux autres questions. La prochaine. Quand est-ce qu'on peut s'attendre à ce que le chemin Philville soit nettoyé?
Le balayage? Ils sont en train de travailler sur le balayage cette semaine.
Okay.
Fait que donc, je ne peux pas te donner une date, mais je sais qu'ils sont là-dessus.
Mais on va venir au.
Ça devrait s'en venir, oui.
OK.
Merci. L'année passée, ils n'ont pas fait de la marche chez nous.
Il faut t'appeler quand ils font ça.
C'est nous autres qui l'a fait. Toute la.
Ça là, de faire des trous, c'est pas de la patch. Fait que si tout va bien, on va peut-être patcher avant chez vous, tout là, tu sais, qu'on a réparé le water.
Madame la mairesse, on peut mentionner aussi qu'on a un nouveau logiciel pour des plaintes.
Oui.
Quand vous appelez à la réception, il n'est pas encore actif, ça s'en vient. Ça s'en vient, là.
Là, quand vous allez appeler à la réception puis remplir des plaintes en bonne et due forme, les différents départements vont recevoir une copie de votre plainte. Vous allez pouvoir avoir éventuellement un suivi de la plainte. On vient d'acheter le logiciel. Le personnel doit passer au travers du training.
La formation.
Puis après ça, on va pouvoir l'utiliser. Là, fait que c'est vraiment excitant. Là.
Mais une fois que c'est mis en marche, il va y avoir des notes ou des informations sur le site web. Sur ça.
Par rapport à l'asphalte à Fayetteville, quand est-ce qu'on prévoit refaire ce chemin-là?
Pour l'asphalte, il n'y a rien dans les prochaines années là-dessus, à cause du coût. C'est très possible qu'on va en arracher d'autres, puis qu'on va retourner avec du gravier, puis qu'on puisse le nuire.
Pas dans le village, j'espère.
Ben non, le village, on va le garder depuis longtemps qu'on veut.
On est assez proche du chemin, puis on ne peut pas sortir.
L'intersection Pike Lake, puis le village, on va faire ce qu'on peut pour le garder.
Oui.
Le restant du chemin, c'est très possible qu'à long terme, ça soit enlevé. On a fait faire un estimé pour le chemin McDonald's, pour un kilomètre, c'est à 500 000 $. Fait que c'est très, très, très cher. On n'a pas ces moyens-là actuellement.
C'est quoi, un kilomètre?
Ouais. Dans la nouvelle taxe d'assises, là, on va continuer à travailler là-dessus, voir ce qu'on peut faire. Peut-être à long terme, un règlement d'emprunt, puis le refaire, mais actuellement, dans le court terme, à part l'arracher.
C'est quand même assez concentré, les résidents, puis c'est...
Oui, puis il y a beaucoup de trafic, là, aussi, je suis pas. Mais actuellement, non, l'asphalte, on n'a pas de... Dans le court terme, il n'y a pas de planification.
Puis de patchage, vous pouvez aller au moins jusque faire le village. Là,
ils sont supposés de le faire. Sandra va regarder ça du plus.
OK, merci.
Oui?
Monsieur Legault, inquiétez-vous pas, nous autres, ils nous ont fait au mois d'octobre l'année passée.
Ouais, mais ils passent moins vite chez vous.
Oh, ça passe assez vite.
Yes, Mr. Keeley.
Do we have, or did we pay $38,000 for a study regarding the municipal hall or fire hall?
You're talking about the resolution we passed last month?
Yes.
Okay, well, no, it hasn't. No, we just passed the resolution. It hasn't started yet.
$38,000, no.
But it hasn't been touched yet.
Okay.
We approved it.
Pardon?
We approved it.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah, but it's...
But you haven't gone after it.
Well, we don't have... We have to make all the documentation to present to FQM to say what our wishes are as far as them presenting the report. So it's already started, and it's going to be... Ça fait combien de temps que ça prend, ça?
No,
oh,
it could be long.
No, we're on FQM time now.
So. Yeah.
That's going to be...
We're what, sorry?
So we're on FQM time, the Fédération des Municipalités du Québec.
Yeah.
They're the ones dealing with that project, so we're on their time now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Depends on the information. It depends on them.
Oh, yeah.
Could that study look at the location as well?
At the location? It's a study for the building, like a structural study, and what needs to be done to bring it up to code.
Yep.
That's what they're doing right now.
An engineer will go and...
Yes.
Yes.
And do a report.
Mechanical, everything.
Yeah.
Structural.
But what I was concerned with, if we can't get... If we're talking about putting a fire hall and a municipal building up at the top of the hill, and we need extra ground, we're not going to take it away from the park, I hope.
No, we got enough room in the chunk in front there. We got enough room there.
And is there a check for $17,000 that has been written off? Am I getting false information?
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Well, they said there was supposed to be checks for $23,000 written off, and one of them was $17,000.
That doesn't ring any bells, really. And you're saying, was that last month's meeting?
No, he's got information from someone.
Oh.
There was some checks, though, not last month, it was March.
But not 70.
It wasn't 23,000, though.
No.
Or one of them wasn't 17,000?
No.
No. But it was all checks, like they were never cash, lost in the mail, I assume. But they weren't cash.
Is there any other questions? I'm just going to straight the vite fait.
Ben Manzi, c'est-tu dans nos minutes?
Ben, c'est ça que j'ai demandé. Was it in last month's meeting, Mr. Keeley?
That's what I was told. I don't have first-hand information.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't see it in the minutes, so I don't know what month it is.
Could it have been? Oh, sorry, John.
Oh, it's okay. Just sort of one final question, Tara Wakeling, Village Blow. Just for clarification, the list of the properties that had been sent to the courthouse were provided to council when?
They left the count. They left. They went to the
for
lawyer.
December.
In. Je pense t'as-tu dit May 2019, Sandra?
À où?
So it was in August 2019.
Okay.
Okay.
And you found out that they were still sitting there when?
Today.
3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock.
Specifically, yeah.
Monsieur Legault.
Is there a statute of limitations on that stuff?
I guess not, because they're at the court. All they have to do is sign off on them and.
But did we get a receipt the day that they were delivered to court?
It's not. It was the lawyer that deposited them. It's not us. We had nothing to do with it. The list was given to the lawyer. The lawyer went through it. They fixed the list up and they sent it to the courts. It's been sitting in the courts ever since.
According to Sandra's email, though, what he's asking is if it's like if the status of limitation is up, but no, all we're waiting, it was approved. All we're waiting for is a certification from the court.
I just said that.
Well, the reason I'm asking that statute of limitations is because of the 3-year deal on taxes.
No, I know. Protected. Those were deposited for in August 2019 at the courts, and it was to cover years 16, 17, and 18. No, 17, 18, 19.
We don't know.
Okay, it could be different. But anyways, it's back taxes from before 2019.
Can we not just ask the lawyer what his opinion is?
That's what she's doing.
Okay.
She only found out at 3 o'clock. I mean, now she's got to go back and say how many files are there.
Yeah, but I mean, if we ask the lawyer his opinion, he should be able to tell us.
My other question deals with composting.
It would be good.
Yes.
I understand farmers don't have to pay to compost, but Lowe is charging them, Casavaz is not. Is there some reason for that? We've got 200 and some farms in the municipality. And
well,
they're being charged for compost, and they've all got manure piles. It's the best composting deal you can get.
But manure is not the only thing
but
to compost.
But the average in CAS for the amount of agriculture or farmers in CAS is way less than in the municipality of Lowe.
Whether it's Lowe 100,000, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, it does.
Why does it do it?
Well, if there's 80% of farmers in Lowe compared to 2% in CAS or whatever their percentage are, it makes a difference on the bill. If only 20% has to fork the bill compared to 96 on the other side, it makes a difference.
Do you know these figures for sure from Casavaggio?
No,
that's what I said. I just said I don't know how much they have, but they have less farmers there than we do.
But I don't understand your train of thought that because they have less farmers than we do, that we should pay and they don't
but
have to.
But they're doing their composting. They're doing their pickup. They have the right to change their rates. I know in CAS, vacant lot are more expensive than regular law, like,
that's
and
not,
we're not doing this.
That's
here.
Not my question. My question is, why do farmers not have to pay for composting in Casavaggio and Lowe has to?
Well, because CAS chose not to.
No, I was told that it was the law. They didn't have to.
Oh, we'll have to check into that, Mr.
Well,
Keeley.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would.
We will. And I made note of what you told me.
Yes.
And we will look into the laws for farms.
It would be much appreciated.
I don't know if it's related to MEPAC or not, but we'll see.
One last question, please. Would it be possible to take $30,000 of money that is not that great a priority and return that to the 21 organizations who have to pay enormous and businesses garbage fees? I've calculated that if you did found $30,000 and you were to reduce their fees down to $556, which is everybody's fees, it would be a huge help to them. We have 8 tiers of fees for our businesses and organizations. No other municipality has that. $30,000 of penalties and fines for back unpaid taxes. You already have that this year. Just got it. And if you were to just take that amount, it's a higher priority than parks and other expenses. I'm just asking if you could think about that, and the whole community would appreciate it.
Again, no, you're saying that it's a higher priority than parks. That's your assumption.
How many?
We've got young families that call this office every day looking for daycares, for places to bring their kids to play. There's people there. There's some right there with some kids. Don't take my word for it. You like taking your kid to Cascades because we got nothing here? You like that? There we go. Again, Steve, your assumption. I agree, if we could find money, let's see what we can do to lower garbage. But again, the assumption that parks aren't important because you don't think it's important? Come on.
I said as important.
Okay, let's move on. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I got a question here.
Monsieur Legros did have his hand up. I'll be right back.
Did the chlorine, ça a été installé dans notre pluie à Filleville?
Le chlorinator,
ça
fait partie, hein?
Ça s'est terminé, ça?
J'ai eu la sur un contrat de 125 000, il y a 88 000 $ de travaux qui auraient été faits au cours du mois d'avril. Donc, il reste des choses à finir, probablement la mise en marche, mais le chlorateur serait installé.
Mais là... Il n'en sort pas de chlorine en ce moment.
Non, c'est ça, je vous dis, la mise en marche, je ne pense pas qu'elle est faite parce que ce n'était pas sur la facture.
Puis la nouvelle pompe qui est installée, dans l'autre puits qui ne marche pas, ça fait 2 ans. Oui. Les deux pompes?
Oui.
Qui ne marchent pas l'année passée?
Bien, ils sont toutes devraient marcher là.
S'il n'y a pas eu une neuve de nuit, elle ne marche pas encore.
Tu veux vérifier ça?
Il y a quelque chose qui ne marche pas, mais quand on finit, on va vérifier.
Oui, parce qu'il n'y a pas fini encore.
Can we get an English translation on that, please?
Well, I can tell you, I just wanted to know if they installed the chlorine at home in their well, and I wanted to know if they put a new pump in it. So they're working on it.
You want it to Pike Lake Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Qu'est-ce qu'il y avait à dire?
Madame...
Okay.
Hi, Lisa Kelly from Austin. I'm just wondering when we're talking about garbage, because it seems to be a popular topic tonight. The big steel garbage bins that were placed outside of municipal buildings and businesses around, I'm assuming those are owned by the municipality?
They're owned by the contractor.
So why is the garbage contractor dropping off new big steel bins that are blue, and I know they're being mistaken for recycling, but they're supposed to put stickers on them is what I'm told. But they've changed the forks or something on the mechanism on the truck, and they're unable to pick up those large gray bins that were placed before. So why is the garbage company dropping off these new bins, but they're not responsible for picking up the old bins, and they haven't been emptying them for all winter, from what I can see. They just dropped off the new ones about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I'm just wondering what's going on with there for this astronomical garbage here. Are they going to be held accountable to pick up those gray bins? Because I've seen the municipal backhoe pick up a few of them and take them down to the yard. And I don't know why we're doing that if we have a garbage contract that's supposed to be emptying them.
It depends which bins, Lisa. Some of them we own. Ones. The ones that they picked up is bins that the municipality owns that are being stored at the municipal garage.
That's what I was asking.
The ones with the forks, those are Lalonde bins. Mm-hmm. The other ones, the older ones, they're at the garage right now. Someday, if we do our own garbage pickup, we're going to reuse those bins.
So the contractor's not responsible for picking up any of those older gray bins?
The bins we would pick up, but he's supposed to pick up the garbage.
Yeah.
He's supposed to pick up the garbage because they're all left to pull.
Well, we'll pick up the bin, they're ours, but the garbage should be picked up. Can you look into that? Messy?
Yes, Mr. Cameron.
Just to follow up on what Lisa was saying, I had Sandra send me a copy of the LNO contract, and she pointed me to Article 2-22, which is the performance clause in that contract. And would what Lisa's saying, would that not constitute a breach of performance by the garbage company?
Well, we have to verify.
It needs to be verified.
Get out of that contract.
Well, you need more than just that, but yes, it has to be documented and built up, yes. But that it is partially part of that, yes.
It would help if that is so. It would help to build a file eventually, because we're not in a position right now to be able to.
No, there's a file being worked on, Carol.
Yeah, I know.
It's already all over that.
I know that.
Well, you said it would eventually.
Yeah, no, yes, because we're not ready to take that plunge to get another truck right now.
It sounded like we hadn't started.
No.
The fact is, the inspector's already working on that.
Well, I beg to differ with you, Madam Mayor, because I had a meeting with the DG, Sandra, there a little while ago, and I went to see Amy Fleury and asked him about what was going on.
Oh, so you were the one that posed as an employee for Ms. Fallon.
No, I did not. That's a mistruth. I did not pose as a
well, that's not what Mr. Fleury said.
I told Amy, and I just want to correct it because I understand Maureen Rice was hitting it this last month, and I was having a hard time figuring out who these two people were in the audience say that she was talking about. I told Amy, and I will get a sworn affidavit from him if need be, that I would get the documents and I would bring them to you.
We don't need, no, we have the staff for that.
We can buy a truck from Amy for $50,000. It's got 188,000 clicks on it, and those trucks turn 300,000, 400,000 easily. When you work it out.
But it doesn't meet our needs as to how to. Okay, we need a truck that's also going to pick up garbage and compost separately.
Yep.
We also need that same
Amy
truck to turn around and pick up recycling as well.
The recycling and all that stuff, the compost and that stuff. Amy has another smaller truck.
Mr. Cameron, it's really, you don't have to come here and sell us on that. We already know the information.
What I'm trying to say,
we already know the information.
We can get out of an LML contract. Mm-hmm. We can go and buy a truck right now, tomorrow.
It's just no.
We could. Sure, we could. I could go and buy it, and I'll lend it to you.
Casey runs a fleet of trucks there.
You should buy a contract
for $50,000. Go for it.
Casey, 188,000 kilometers, Freightliner M112 with an L9. The box is done on it. $50,000. What do you think?
The stop and go is hard on the truck.
Yeah.
It's not highway driving. 400,000 kilometers highway driving? Sure. Stop and go all day long?
Well,
don't last long.
On gravel roads.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what your expertise is. But I have been told by other people who have garbage contracts, garbage trucks, that they easily turn 300,000 clicks. Now, what I'm saying to that is, with that, there's still a shelf life of 112,000 clicks on it.
I'm ready.
With the amount of mileage that we have in the.
We'll take it under advisement, Mr. Cameron. That's all I can tell you right now.
Okay.
So I said we'll take it under advisement. Could I?
Also confirm, Carol, that the Packers done on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Packers. A lot of Amy's Packers are not in the best of shape.
Oh, yes, Lisa?
I'm not.
I haven't worked for Amy.
Madam Mayor.
Okay.
Please.
Mr. Cameron, please. There's other people that want to ask questions.
I do know that Amy has a book.
Mr. Cameron, please sit down, please.
I fix the trucks. I know
so,
what
our
trucks
like.
Somebody could go and look at it.
Mr. Cameron.
Make the decision. It's there.
Lisa.
It's there we need it.
Lisa, you wanted to ask a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, I guess this would be directed towards just Lane, probably because he's, I guess, in charge of roads. The calcium situation.
Yeah.
Is that getting looked into? Because the dust on Borough Road is absolutely astronomical. You told me a couple of years ago in an email that when you had resurfaced the road, you ordered some material and the wrong stuff was delivered, and it creates a large amount of dust.
That's the stuff from Trombley and Lyman. Everybody loves that stuff.
And so it's been on the road for a number of years now, and it's to the point where people can't open their windows at all, and it's all over the vegetation that's at least over 200 yards away from the road.
Yep.
So it's becoming a health hazard, and we're not going through another year of that. So last year there was calcium on the road, but not enough and not often enough. So I'm just wondering, it's my understanding that maybe the calcium you told me was not, or the mechanism to spread it was not working properly. Has it been fixed?
They're going to spread some calcium as soon as it dries up a bit, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to get it more than once every 3 months, or a couple
times a year, like usually, yeah.
Once a week, should I call you when it needs to be calcium?
Nope, call the office. I live on a gravel road too, so.
Well, I know, I've been living on one longer than you have.
The thing with calcium though, is you can put it down and it lasts a month or it lasts a week. Depends on the rain, depends on truck.
Depending on the grader, yeah.
Are you renting a sweeper this year to do the picnic road?
No, it's supposed to get swept at our machine.
When?
Well, I know they're sweeping this week. I don't know when, but they're sweeping.
Well, we're in the same boat as Lisa is with the dust. My house is a quarter of a mile from the road, and on a Friday night on a dry week, I have dust. I can taste the dust in my mouth when I walk out of my door.
You can eat it, man.
When you're talking calcium.
Okay, so if there are no more, if there are no other questions, we're going to close the meeting. So.
I propose.
Joanne Meillet propose. Luc Thivierge, le support.
Wait.
Tout le monde est d'accord, là?
Oui.
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 That's what I'm saying.
You're
Yeah. Everybody loves that.
Okay.